You are now listening to another episode of Box to Box, where we discuss all things football, keeping a closer eye on the Red Devils and the Gooners.
Yo, people, welcome back to another episode of Box to Box podcast. Man, I'm back with another episode. It's been a little break, but yeah, man, it's been a tough weekend. Still, it's been an annoying weekend. Let me not say tough. It was an annoying weekend. But how you man feeling?
I'll let feeling Jacob good talk still.
First, I'm feeling good still. Feeling good. So got the points in that. You know what I mean? Couple results went certain ways. Yeah, man. It's been a good week still.
I'm feeling all right.
Yeah.
But we'll get into it, man. I'm all right, man. Yeah. I'm not great, but I'm all right.
Yeah. All right. Same with me. Like, I could be better, but I'm not by any means am I bad. But yeah, man. Let's just get into it. I think it's probably best. I don't know why this guy's smiling bare as well.
Fam, I'm just happy to see the man. Them, you get me? Like,
shut
like,
up, bro. I know. You're ready to talk shit, fam.
No, not me. Nah.
All right, cool. So I think it's probably best we start with Arsenal. Going back to the last time we recorded was just before the Leeds game. So obviously we beat Leeds 4-1 at home. Very good result. But then we went to Anfield yesterday. Anfield has been the match that everybody's been saying that, you know, this will be showing if Arsenal are real contenders, re-te-te. Haven't won at Anfield since 2012. Went into the game. I was confident going into the game, personally. Liverpool aren't in form. We play better away from home. And obviously, this is just a different Arsenal team to what it's been in the last 10 years. And yeah, we go 2-0 up, first half an hour. Absolutely playing them off the park. Like, you don't really see teams going to Anfield doing what we did in the first 30, 40 minutes. Then Liverpool get a goal just before halftime. And then second half, just, yeah, Liverpool dominate large periods and they get a goal 2 minutes to the end and we end up drawing 2-2. So wasn't great, wasn't terrible. But what did you think about it, Max?
I'm going to be honest, yeah. I feel like, I don't know how to feel, man. Half of me feels like 2 points dropped.
Yeah, definitely.
Another half of me feels like a point gained, innit? Because
yeah.
If we start from the beginning of the game, I don't think we played well, if I'm being honest with you, watching the game. I don't think we played well. I feel we played very nervous. You could tell we were nervous from the minute one, but we managed to take our chances. Tactically, we were fantastic in the first half. Anfield was quiet. Obviously, I don't know if you've watched the game, but they were not loud for the first 30 minutes. It was silent, bro. I was in one of my group chats. I was writing, is this a library? Is this a library? I was bantering because we were 2-0 up. Anfield was quiet. I felt like the tactics were great. I'm not sure if you man noticed again. Did you man watch the game?
Bro, I was driving and my boy had it on on his phone. So I was trying to do two things at the same time.
Jacob, did you watch the game?
I had to watch bits of it after, innit? I didn't get to watch live.
I watched it live, yeah, and I feel the tactics from Arteta was very, very smart. We wasted a lot of time. So we was having sessions where the keeper will go down, Gabriel will go down. Like, we'll just deaden off momentum, fam. The game plan was working, bro. Every moment we had a chance to go down and waste time, we will waste because all it was doing, it was just killing the momentum. It was killing the speed of the game. It was frustrating the fans. The fans were getting pissed off. We get a goal early, fantastic start. We get a second goal, fantastic. And then I don't even know what happens. Obviously, the Xhaka thing happens where Xhaka has an incident with Trent. The crowd get gassed a bit. Then they go and score. And then, yeah, it goes downhill from there. Then we got literally battered in the second half. So I don't know, man. It's tough because if you go 2-0 first half, then we should win the game. We go 2-1, they score a goal late in the first half. All of a sudden, the momentum's on their side. And we all know what Anfield's about. We all know what, when it comes to Anfield, it's not a joke. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I'm disappointed because I feel like we're 2-0 up and maybe we should have managed the game better. Yeah. To concede in the 86th minute as well was quite shit. I felt like
we're going to talk about their missed penalty. Are we going to talk about that?
No,
as
we
well?
Will. We'll dive. I'm just giving a quick brief. I think for me, where I believe things went wrong is I think the tactical changes. I feel like
taking off Jesus
was wrong because Jesus was the only one that was managing to. First of all, Jesus in this type of games is the only one that's not nervous. He's composed. He was actually playing very well. He was getting the ball down, getting fouls, stopping play, etc. Whereas Saka and Martinelli, you still kind of saw the young side to them, the inexperience, the nervousness. You saw it in their game. Even when you saw Martinelli's final pass where he should have pulled it through to Saka and he couldn't do it. And I think him putting on the centre-back as well just kind of fucked us up because he made us go five at the back, inviting pressure. And then, yeah, we go and concede. So I don't know how I feel, man. We'll see in a couple of weeks if this is a point earned or 2 points dropped. We'll be able to see. But well done, innit? Like, Arsenal, we played well. We did well.
Yeah.
But we didn't get the 3 points. And that's all that matters, innit? So
yeah.
And I don't really know what to say.
It's out of our hands. It's in City's hands. Like,
it's not in City's hands. It's in both of our hands.
Yeah, the reason why I say it's in City's hands is that City now know that, obviously this ain't an easy thing, but City now know that what they have to do is win the rest of their games.
That's not true, though.
Yeah,
All we have to do is win the rest of our games.
Nah, because, bro, City are 6 points behind. We've still got City to play. So I'm saying
exactly. So we both now have to win the rest of our games. Whoever wants to win the league has to win the rest of their games. If we win the rest of our games, we win the league. If they win the rest of their games, they win the league.
Yeah, simple, but I'm saying that even if that was the case, if we had beat Liverpool, we could have afforded to lose the game.
Yeah, we'd be in a better position. Yeah, we could have afforded, but fuck that mentality. If we want to be champions,
let's
be champions the real way.
I'm saying, I agree with that. I'm just saying that with us having dropped those points, obviously City are now 6 points behind with a game in hand on us. So if we had won, they would be 8 points behind with a game in hand. So it wouldn't necessarily be in their hands as far as they would need to rely on Arsenal to lose. Now they don't need Arsenal to lose any games. Obviously they need to beat Arsenal, but yeah, man, like I agree with what you're saying still. It's I think it's testament to how far we've come that we're coming out of Anfield like with a 2-2 draw and we're all disappointed. I think obviously it's the nature of the way that we drew last minute, the tactical changes. Obviously I didn't watch the game, so I can't speak too much about performances, but the subs did seem a bit sus, like bringing on Jesus. Like from what I saw, Jesus was like ripping it up. Like he had Van Dijk on toast and that.
He really did.
And like Jesus, he's a big game player, man. Like these are the type of games he used to play well in when he was at City as well. So bringing off Jesus was a bit risky. Obviously it didn't pay off. And bro, that's not something that Arsenal normally do. Like we don't normally go defensive that early.
We didn't go defensive. We went defensive in the 80th minute.
Oh, bruh.
It was 80th minute. That's when he made the subs or late 70th minute. But if anything, he should have been smart. He should have took off Zinchenko if he wanted to go really defensive. Take off Zinchenko, put Tierney on,
he tried to do it, but
it was too late. He did.
He got put in a split, man. Talk about their performances, man. Now, from what I saw, yeah, like
Zinchenko played well, though.
I'm hearing from a lot of Arsenal fans. He didn't, and saying that
no,
the
he
first
did.
What
are they talking about, bro? No. Man, I'm just talking shit. Zinchenko played well, bro. He was part of why we scored our first two goals, bro. The man that didn't play well, Ben White had a poor game, and Holding had a poor game, bro. Bro, we needed Saliba in this game.
Can't lie, Saliba Holden has to play against City, man. He has to play against City.
Holding was poor.
He's not playing.
Bro, allow it, man. You're not in the medical room. You don't know.
I told you about Holding, you know.
You told us what?
Slowly but surely, yeah. And like I said, you're one more injury away, innit? Like from
what?
A complete reshape of your team, innit? And you know what?
I was saying this,
like, it's very humbling to see Max come here now and be like, oh, we knew what Anfield was like. Because the energy before on the previous pod was high. Like, it was very
What was
much,
the energy?
Bro.
The energy was...
Sorry, I acted like we can't be going into a game.
We know where we're on. We're going to go to Anfield. We're going to tell them where it is. But you know what?
Yeah, but we did. Like, but we did. But you know what? We actually went there. We went there and did that, though. So what are you talking about?
And this is the thing, yeah? And I said this last pod as well. You lot, the style of football has been the same since last year. The only difference with last year and this year is that the chances that you got in the beginning, you took them. And that's what you've been doing this season, isn't it? Because last season, this would have been a 3-1 game to Liverpool very easily, fam. You would have created chances. It would have been an up and down game, but you would have lost differently. This time around, weirdly enough, like from what I even heard and saw, the Anfield crowd was quiet. I mean, of course, there's going to be nervousness, like, because you guys are playing some scintillating football, like, you're destroying teams. And Liverpool, the week that they had, obviously, you get put in a spliff by City. They had just managed to get a point with Chelsea. And then to come across to face the league leaders, like, there was going to be a bit of nervousness. But I just feel like the Anfield crowd, man, and like, as much as I don't agree with Neville all the time, again, champions struggle at Anfield. Like, and look, as much as I want to banter you lot, Anfield is Anfield. Like, and that's why I said, no matter what form Liverpool are in, they're still a dangerous team, especially at Anfield. Like, and even going back to our game, like, when I compare it, we dominated the same thing in the beginning. We just didn't finish our chances. And they scored, like, literally just before halftime. Same sort of energy with them lot. And then that's where they came out second half with the energy to carry on and go out and put more goals. Obviously, you played a lot better defensively and you had scored. But again, Anfield is Anfield, isn't it? But I'm just... Now, it makes the title race extremely exciting, you know? Like, I think City's goal difference is better than yours right now.
Yeah, it is.
By five.
And obviously, you see Haaland's firing. You right now need everything to go right for you. And that's the honest truth. In terms of players being fit, like, I feel like City started off a bit rough in terms of their squad. Like, we're talking about, like, Haaland fitting in, but then obviously they're having other issues around the team, innit? Diaz came back in. They're now starting to pick up. Grealish is starting to kick up form. Whereas now for you, like, obviously Jesus has come back, but that Saliba injury for me was a big injury. Like, because especially with them had games to go, the rotation, and Tomiyasu as well, obviously. But of course, it's a good point. It is a good point. Like, it's still a way. You can feel annoyed, obviously. But at the same time, it's a good point, and you still got a hand on the title. So I wouldn't be too pissed at it. Obviously, we're 2-0 up. Like, a bit of inexperience, like you said, obviously from the Saka. Maybe they've not been in this position before, innit? So, like, as much as we want to slander them, this is a new moment. And obviously, I don't think they expected to go 2-0 up. I don't think anybody expected it to have been as quiet as it was, but it was them, that sort of game, and then all of a sudden, you've got one of the best draws in, like, Premier League history. So, yeah, man, like, it was an interesting one. I'm happy about the result because, like I said, it makes the title race a lot more exciting, that City game. But the position you're in and the energy that I can feel from you guys, like, everything needs to go right now.
It does, but I personally still think we're going to win the title. I'm not just saying that as a deluded Arsenal fan. I personally still think that we're still going to win it. I still think that with the, like, in terms of performances this season, we've been the best side. I mean, the table shows we've been top of the league practically every week since week one. So we've been the best side in the league this season. Obviously, whoever wins the league deserves to win it. So even if that's City, the City deserve to win it. But I still think it's in our hands. Obviously, now there's the margin for error right now is extremely, extremely thin. And before this game, we had won 7 games in a row. So I feel like people are taking it overboard, man. I feel like every time Arsenal have a little slip, everybody thinks it's like the end of the world.
But I just think those slips have happened when you still had Saliba for a majority of those games.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true.
And you
definitely.
Still had, like, I just feel like this injury is going to be a very, very big injury for the rest of the season.
I hear that, though, but, like, Saliba's missed the last three games now. Like, Holding played against Leeds, and he played against I can't remember who else he played. He played another game as well before that, and we won those games. Like, nobody was really saying anything.
Leeds, I don't expect them to do much.
But fam, look, there's no easy game in the Premier League, though.
But no, I will No, go on.
I was going to say, there's a player I want to shout out, and that's Gabriel. In fact, two players, Gabriel and Ramsdale, because Ramsdale made two stupid saves that obviously kept us in the game. And Gabriel, like, from what I saw, highlights I saw, the little bit of the game I saw as well, like, and from what I've seen online as well, it's looking like he played mad yesterday. So he's really, like, he's really showing himself this season. Like, he's a top defender still. Jacob tried to say he was dead, but it's calm.
I think Saliba's more important, but we'll see to the end of the season, innit?
I think they're both as important as each other, to be honest. But I think for me, I personally do believe that this is a dent in our title hopes.
So do you not think we're going to win it?
I'm not going to say no, we're not going to win it. But what I'm going to say is we've added a lot of pressure to ourselves now. And
where
I'm a bit worried is, can the boys handle the pressure? And the reason why I say that is just because from watching them yesterday and seeing the way they played, it was giving me vibes of when we played at Newcastle last season.
We've had bare high pressure moments this season and we've pulled through every single time.
This pressure is different pressure, bro. This is now...
How?
This is
any mistake. This
is pressure where, bro, if we can't have those moments where we're losing 2-0 down to Bournemouth, we can't have that.
Your team, your goal scorers have been saving you. If you go down, if you think City are fumbling 2-0 lead like that,
bro, fam, people think City are some unbeatable team. Like,
no, they're not unbeatable, bro. Like, I just feel like even when you're saying obviously you've been the best footballing team, you're really forgetting that City's team only really became settled like near the middle of the season. Like, they weren't really... Think about their defensive structure. Like, in comparison, fam, they weren't that settled.
Mm-hmm.
So, a lot of things we're talking about, a lot of things being wrong with City, fam. They're really picking up form. Like, you guys had more goals. They all of a sudden now, all of it got in front. Like, defensively, I don't think you guys have conceded. I don't know who's conceded more. I'm not too sure. But the way things are shaping up, they're really going to end the season strong. And whereas you guys are really holding on right now, and you're not very reliant. Not holding on in that sense. But I'm talking about, like I said, look at the squad, for example, like the Saliba injuries. We're talking about one more injury, for example, even from your attack. Like Martinelli, Saka, they will have to stay fit, whereas City have a bit more they can mess around with. Like, you're going to need to play your strongest team every single game now.
Yeah, but we've been doing that. We've made the least changes in the league. Like, we play the same 11 every week, pretty much.
And that's why I feel like it's taking its toll now.
No, man. I don't agree with that at all. I disagree with that, like, wholeheartedly, bro. I disagree with that. Because, bro, injuries are going to happen. Like, there's no team that will go through a Premier League season without having one key injury. Like, it's going to happen at a point. I don't think we can really put our injuries down to players being overplayed. Like, Tomiyasu's been a rotation this year and Saliba got injured innocuously.
How many games has Saliba played?
He's played every single game the season.
He's played every single game, bro. Like,
yeah, but bro, okay, so why hasn't everyone else?
I'm not going to lie to you. Rashford has been over. Have you not seen for the last few weeks, Rashford has been picking up knocks, even before the 2 weeks? I know Rashford is playing on injury right now. I'm not going to lie to you. But we're not banging goals. And I know that 100%. So even when you come to say Rashford.
So what about us then? What about us that we need a defense? We don't want to concede.
We're gonna discuss United, but right now you're in the title race, fam. One injury, a Ben White injury, your team is gonna have to get reshaped a lot more than, let's say, I don't know, Amara's getting injured for City, for example. They still have a player that can go there. It's not gonna reshape their team massively, but You know,
not really.
We're short in defense.
Okay.
I don't agree with that, bro.
So who would go right back? Partey would then have to go right back. Then you're not gonna have Partey in the middle.
I'm talking in City's case. Like City's squad depth ain't all that outside of their first.
City's Haaland got injured, and it was just like
okay. Besides Alvarez.
But Foden can go out on wing.
Foden's injured.
Mahrez is playing there. Like Alvarez can even play on the wing if they want.
Nah, man, not to the same level that Mahrez can.
I just think like
injuries come. Like Haaland was just injured. Yeah, fair enough. It was for one game. Like this Saliba injury, don't know how long it's gonna be for. I just don't think that this injury is due to our players being overplayed. I don't agree with that at all.
It's not being overplayed. I was just
not overplayed. I'm just like all I'm saying is right now, you lot have been playing. Like Liverpool played that very, very high, intense football. Like, you know, for example, City was played every game. It was bound to take its toll. You're playing Europa League as well. I know you're rotating amongst that, but even so, your squad is not the biggest squad. But we'll see what happens, innit?
We will see, innit? We will see.
We will see.
Obviously, yeah. I'll take the point. It's not a bad point to take.
I'm glad you got grounded, though. It's good. If you
didn't get grounded, bro.
You got grounded.
Yeah, it would have been long. It definitely would have been long.
Yeah, you got grounded. Good.
We didn't get grounded. We didn't.
Jacob's
a
hater.
We told you
Anfield
was deep.
No,
we told you
Anfield
was deep.
Bro,
hold on. I want to drop something because obviously, can't people been talking, obviously. And I've been rating the guy, innit? Do you get what I'm saying? But you see when Max gets happy, yeah? You see when the Medjis, they get happy. Them man, they lose their head, innit? The Medjis, not as much, but Max, innit? Obviously, we've been talking about Saka recently, innit? But, you know, we talked about what Arsenal did in the game. We didn't speak about, you know, Liverpool's main man, Salah. You know, he missed the pen, still managed to influence the game, still got a goal in that. But, yeah, a few weeks ago, people were screaming Saka's the best right wing in the world, all of this.
He's top three.
No, that's fair enough, isn't it? But I just feel like a couple people had forgotten the importance of Mohamed Salah. And I was looking at his numbers, I was looking at his goals, and he's doing the same thing he did last year, but he's doing it this year.
But where was he at 21?
No, don't do that.
No, we will do that.
If you rated Salah,
if
you rated Salah last year, and he's doing the same thing now, why don't you rate him as much this year?
I'm not saying I don't rate him. But what are you trying to tell me? Saka's not one of the best. Yes, are you trying to tell me Saka's not one of the best right wingers in the world right now?
Well, listen, I know Saka is, but the way you are screaming is that Saka is the best right winger in the world, and we are forgetting the Salahs because the context, team context, is key.
So has Salah had a better season than Saka?
For team wise, probably not. But in numbers,
I'm talking about individually.
They're pretty much identical. I think Saka's played one more game. So listen, context is key. But obviously, if Saka goes on and wins the Prem, then boy. Different story, you can scream, you can lose your mind, but I just wanted to put it out there that
I'm not even
Mohamed
saying
Salah shouldn't be forgotten this season.
No, he's not forgotten.
Still
that.
Doing a madness, and Liverpool have been dead. Like their team is dead. Like man's playing with Milner in midfield.
I'm not even saying that Saka's better than Salah. But I'm just saying that Saka's hard, man. I don't know why I'm trying to run bants.
No, I'm just saying it. Like, obviously,
what was Salah doing when he was 21?
Of course, you're gonna say that. There's many family. How many? So
man was on loan and playing in bars, bro. Don't compare. There's not a lot of men that were doing what Saka's doing at 21 right now.
You see, I like
there's
it.
Not a lot.
It's cool.
There's not a lot of men. If you want to shamelessly compare,
there's no comparison.
Salah in his prime against my 21-year-old Saka, who's got years in the making. You know one thing about you before we move on, yeah? You're a shameless Man United fan. And you're lucky.
I'm shameless. When you're a shameless Arsenal fan who wants to lose his mind.
Let me finish.
Real legends in this game.
I'm not forgetting anything. Let me finish. You're lucky that my screen right now is acting up because I can't even see you, man. I can't. I've been trying to find this winner for the last 10 minutes. I can't find it. You're lucky I can't see you because I'll look in your eyes. But I'm looking in the camera so you can
don't
see.
Don't worry, fam. Don't
you're
worry.
You're shameless, man. No,
I'm looking at you. I'm looking
you've been
at you
talking.
Right now.
You've been talking the most wise, yeah, about this draw.
What did Saka do yesterday?
Hold on. Let me finish.
What did Saka do yesterday?
You, Man United fans, are shameless.
What did Saka do yesterday? Because if Rashford had played like Saka yesterday, you would have been chatting. No, because
hold on.
Let me land. Be honest today.
I'm going to be honest. You're not going to let me land.
I'll be here.
You shameless men
want
to come and banter us, but you got packed 7-0. We held 7-0.
And I told you Rashford was dead. So come here and tell me that Saka performed more. Because
Saka didn't have a good game. I already said
putting Saka in the spliff last time as well.
No, hold on. I already said, yeah. First of all, Robertson did not put Saka in the spliff.
Last season he put him in the spliff.
Okay, well, he didn't put him in a spliff because the first goal came from Saka anyway, due to his great movement anyway. So if you watched the game, you would have known that Saka actually was involved in the first goal. I'm telling you, I admit it from the start, we did not have a good game overall. No, everyone was missing. Odegaard went missing. Saka went missing. Only Jesus played well. Martelli played all right. Partey was missing. Xhaka was missing. Sinchenko played all right. Gabriel was there. Holder went missing. What's his name? Benoit went missing. And Ramsdale turned up. There was like 2-3 men that turned up out of the whole squad. So, overall, we were shit. We were poor. They were nervous. They played dead. But we managed to get a point. So,
we moved forward. Fair.
You know what I'm saying? We're still top of the table. We're 6 points ahead. City got to win their game in hand. They got Bayern Munich this week. There's going to be a lot of pressure on them too. They're going to get fatigued. They're going to get drained. It's going to go down.
And they still got FA Cup.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I hear it. It's City.
No, definitely not.
I hear it. It's City. City have done this before, but I just think that, yeah, man. People shouldn't.
How long can you get injured? Anything could happen. No, you're right. Anything can happen.
I just think people are too quick to count Arsenal out, and that's Arsenal fans included. But Arsenal fans are losers, man. Every little drop in form. Every dropped point is like
they're
the
used
end of
to
the
what
world.
They're used to, innit? What can you do?
No, bro. Nah, man. If this ain't the Arsenal Wenger days, man. Nah, come on, man. This is a great side. So, I still think we'll win the league, but we'll see, man. We'll see, bro. But, yeah, let's move on for Arsenal. We've got to talk about United. So, you, man, played... who did you, man, play this weekend?
Brentford.
No, you didn't.
Oh, wait, hold on. That was Brentford the week before. I thought we hadn't spoken about it.
You played Brentford before, but then this weekend Everton. Yeah. And you won
2-0.
Back
on it. Yep. McTom. Marshall goal.
You man are meaty, man.
No. Let me be honest. I'll be honest. I watched that game. I watched Man United in a while, but I did watch that game. You know what? Everton are shit. So I'm not even gonna give you, man, too much props. No. Stop. I'm not trying to degrade what you man did. You man had a good game. I'll be very honest, you dominated the game from the start. Like, you even won me some money actually. So I was confident Man United were gonna win. But Everton were really just playing really, really shit. They held a massive high line, which allowed you man in the first half to just literally boot over the top and gave you so many chances. And you man did your thing, you won 2-0, but I think this win was a good win for you, man. Obviously, Jacob, I'll let you take the mic, but it was a good win for you, man, because you got Casemiro coming back, Eriksen's back now, and you got Martial coming back. So I feel like certain players have come back at the right time, especially if Rashford's injured now, because he looks like he's got a groin injury. So I feel like certain players are coming back at the right time for this next couple of weeks, which is going to be very crucial to the end of your season. So, you know, I'll give you, man, that still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, fam, listen, I was ecstatic. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, especially we've been having a very, you know, month before wasn't as great and stuff. But, yeah, like, it was good, obviously, the Everton win. And then I mean, the Brentford winner, and to come into this one, take the points. Like right now, Newcastle putting a lot of pressure on us. I didn't expect to get dragged back into this top four situation, but yeah, man, like I was just happy because, like you said, there's players to come back. Casemiro's, that's the last game. Eriksen obviously ahead of schedule, and like Martial obviously picked up a goal and stuff. Of course, the Rashford situation is annoying me, but looking at the rest of the team and looking at what we've had to deal with of late, I feel like, especially with Martial back, we've needed a number nine. And I feel like with him back, we should be able to get a lot more goals. The team should be a bit more structured. Sancho had a good game as well. He's getting a lot more minutes. I still don't think he's, you know, smashing it or whatever. But I feel like for me, the most impressive player for me recently in the attack, and maybe not a lot of United fans would agree, for me, has been Antony. I know he still hasn't,
what?
You know, genuinely.
Wait, what did you say?
No, the most impressive recently.
What
no,
about
most
Antony? Recent,
no, he's been the most impressive for me, genuinely. Even this game and stuff, like, I feel like he holds up the ball very well. Like, I know he doesn't always beat the player, but it allows the team to sustain attacks a lot better. Like, and I said this in an Arsenal game, I feel like when he went off at that point, you know, with Zinchenko coming in, we didn't really have anyone who's keeping the ball up as much. Like, Rashford is not really a keeping the ball type player. He's more like, he wants to go. Do you know what I mean? And yeah, like, obviously, he's not getting the goals and the numbers he wants right now, but he has a good, decent effort, which Wan-Bissaka managed to miss, God knows how, which hit the post and stuff. And yeah, man, like, I love his tenacity. And I think, like, this is not me comparing him in any shape or form with Saka and stuff. I feel like I like players who put the effort in and put themselves in the position. Like, he has a lot of shots in games. Like, for example, Mike, you're a betting person, but if you want a player you're looking at who's trying to create and force situations, he's one of them. Like, when it goes off, you're a rated player, innit? And what I was going to say, the comparison, Saka last season was getting into a lot of good goal-scoring opportunities, creating opportunities for himself, innit? And you'd get annoyed at him when he misses it, obviously. But then when they don't play, you think to yourself, is anyone else putting himself in that position to maybe get the shot off and more? You know what I mean? And that's why I do like him in the attack for United and stuff. Hopefully next season, those things do come off for him. What I was also impressed with, I see Ten Hag, he kind of had the bits a bit high, more in the cam, and he had Bruno deep line. Again, a lot of United fans have been slandering Bruno, you know, for the longest and stuff.
I think he played well there.
Yeah,
I think should be his position.
Yeah, he was very, very mature, like, and he is comfortable on the ball. Like, I feel like when he's in structure and there is structure, because when you see him for Portugal, he knows what he's doing. Like, he's one of their best players and stuff. Like, if you'd seen the recent, like, World Cup and stuff, he when there's a team around him, when there are players around him, when he knows what he needs to do, he can perform well. Like, and I just felt like recently, especially since the Liverpool game, he's taken a bit more responsibility. Of course, the Newcastle game wasn't the greatest. I wasn't particularly impressed by anybody, but I feel like, especially with the recent criticism, Ten Hag has backed him a lot and constantly keeps saying that he's the best player on the pitch. He's the best player. He's putting the mentality, he's going out there and just carrying on. And I respect that so much from him because he's the type of person, I can tell, he will take slander a lot. Like, even when he talks about Rashford, he's like, look, I'll keep playing the ball to him. It doesn't matter. Even if I get slandered about 100 times, as long as that one time goes to him, that's cool, like, you know. So hopefully as time goes, as United's fortunes change, because context again, you know, like, his efforts are paid off. But yeah, man, I'm just happy to move on to the next game, really. Like I said, 3 points, big players coming back. Obviously, still got a couple trophies to go for. So yeah, we're on target for our season, really. Like, you know, the title was never there, but yeah.
Yeah, right.
You might want the title was never there, like. So, like, our target still, we got a trophy this season, you know. Like, the Newcastle loss, I think, was a good sort of reminder, like, look, you know what I mean? We need to get back on track. And I think it sort of, I don't think you're going to see Berghorst anymore. I'm even hearing that they're not going to renew or sign him in the summer and stuff.
He's
so
meaty, bro.
He's very, very meaty still. So, yeah, man, that's the only thing that's annoying about the Rashford injury. I just don't want it to allow him to get back into the team somehow. But hopefully Martial, Sancho, and Anthony, I feel that should be enough to get us through to the end of the season.
We'll have to wait and see. But we're going to talk more about Man United in a second. We're just going to we're just going to go on a quick little break. Yeah, so just going back to United. Sorry, Jacob, you were saying.
Yeah, no, like, look, it's a good result, but I'm not over the moon at the same time because, like, it
if
was...
What next? Nottingham Forest away.
Yeah, away. See, away for me has been the big thing which has been concerning this season. And, yeah, just seeing how things are shaping up near the end, like Brentford, that was at home, Everton... We go see Sevilla home, Nottingham Forest away. The away games are the one. Brighton, Tottenham away as well.
Bro, so, you might have got four away games in a row.
Yeah, West Ham. So for me, Ten Hag, it's make or break for you because I feel like if we don't get top four, it's just going to, I don't know, like, I feel like this all of this year's efforts are just going to come to nothing, really. Like, yeah, cool. If we get a title and, I mean, we get some like trophies and stuff, fair enough. But I just feel like being back in Champions League next season is so important for us. Like, and especially if Arsenal are going to get, I can't be without Champions League. Like, to me,
you man need to be hearing that. Oh, I'm not trying to hear that thing again, man.
That will be dead. Like, no, I can't do that again. So, nah, man, I thought I've lived my life of that Europa business, man. Let me go back to consistent Champions League football, man. Like, get things going again, man. So, yeah, man. But top four, it's looking very, very tight. I'm not going to lie to you. Like,
who do you think will get top four? Obviously, City and Arsenal. Who do you think will be the other two?
I feel like Newcastle, the form that they've picked up recently, and, like, we were talking about it, I feel like, a few pods back, about how Newcastle are, like, they've been good defensively, like, they don't, you know what I mean, but they haven't really seemed like the team to go out and pack goals, but now they're starting to pick up a bit more, like, and it's making me think, like, if they can mix the two together until the end of the season, yeah, top four could be a very, very big issue for everyone.
Ooh, and they got Aston Villa away next. Aston Villa are sixth now. And fam, there's a guy I slandered a couple of weeks ago and I need to take it back. That is that guy. He's called
He's cold, isn't it? He's cold.
He's hit now,
and it's annoying.
He's hit form. So they got him. They got Callum Wilson. They got St. Maximum's in good form as well. So yeah, it could be Newcastle United. Obviously, Spurs are still there. They beat Brighton. That game was a shag, by the way. That game was ridiculous. Like, I'm not sure if you might saw like some of the refs' decisions, the VAR in that game.
Well, they got robbed, innit?
Bro, like, they're actually looking into that game. I think the referees actually apologised to Brighton or something that. Yeah, because they said that they were denied a Stonewall penalty. Bro, this penalty was so obvious. It was so bad. So, Tottenham, they're still in the mix.
Yeah, I'm seeing the decision. Yeah, that is crazy.
Brighton aren't, I want to say they're in the mix, but they've still got a couple games in hand. Aston Villa are sixth. Like,
well, if Aston Villa win, they go 50 points and they kind of creep into the race as well, secretly.
That's magic.
Do you know what makes this, and this is what, for me, makes the title race so, just everywhere across this whole Premier League, like, everything seems within reach for everyone. Do you know what I mean? Like, got the bottom relegation, there's like way more teams than normal in this battle. You've got this top four race, which just seems to, like, before it was a lot, but now, I don't know, man, going down to what? Brentford, realistically, is that too much? Liverpool? Not Liverpool, maybe.
What, to get top four?
Yeah. Brentford, because there's one point different, realistically, like, if there's a lot of ridiculous results, like,
It's tight, and even like
for Liverpool to get top four, that's
a 12-point swing.
If Liverpool win their next game, they'll be on 40. Wait, am I?
They'll be on 47.
47, yeah, that's what, sixth with Aston Villa. So
it's tight. Relegation, like. Just looking at the table, like, I think Southampton are going to get relegated.
Yeah, I think they're gone.
I think Leicester might get relegated. I think Leicester are going to get relegated still.
I think Leeds, bro, you know.
And I was going to say, and I think Leeds are going to get relegated as well. I watched their game yesterday against Palace. Bro, they got smacked 5-1. Mad because the first half they were dominating. Palace. Like, they had bare chances. Palace's keeper was making bare saves. I think at half time it was 1-1. Game ends 5-1. That is mad. And if you look at Palace, where Roy Hodgson, 2 games, 2 wins, 2 big wins as well.
It's mad.
And I didn't know they had it in them to score 5 goals in a game.
Man, I wish they were still faced in Europe, fam. Man actually put Big Roy, you know.
Fam, it's actually mad. Big Roy. It's actually mad. They rolled him out of retirement home. Bro.
He came with all the wisdom that he's on job still.
Fam. But now this season is a myth, man. It's too hard to predict. There's no certain outcome.
Literally, one bad couple of weeks and you could end up in a sticky situation.
Yeah.
But I think that's what makes it even more interesting, because even Arsenal and City, they've got to play some of these relegation battles.
Who are fighting for their lives.
And that's what I was trying to say. We can't afford, when I'm saying with the pressure stuff, we can't afford to do that thing again when we go 1-0 down or 2-0 down against these teams.
I
think we're going to come back. It's not that time of the season anymore. If we do that, we've lost the league still. So, I know it sounds mad, but it's, yeah, man. It's crazy.
It's techie still. It's techie.
Who you got with this? Brighton. Yeah, Brighton got Aston Villa. That's looking sticky. They got you lot. They got us.
I mean, we're playing West Ham on Sunday. West Ham away. It's a tough game, but we should be beating West Ham. I can't lie.
Definitely. We should be, but it's still a tough game.
Leicester just got appointed Dean Smith. Until the end of the season.
New manager bounce. I'm telling you, I can just see a janky result with City. I can honestly feel some ridiculous, like, Iheanacho just decides to pack a hat trick against his former team, fam.
That'd be lovely.
Bro, when it comes to City at the Etihad, I'm just like, yeah, man. To be fair, they've lost at the Etihad this season, but them type games, I don't even watch it. But fam, I watched their game against Southampton. I just turned it off, man.
Nah, I'm telling you.
I just turned it off. After Haaland's second goal, I was just like, yeah, forget it, man.
Nah, I just need... You see the header he scored, yeah? Literally, like, 3 minutes before he scored the header, he had a similar chance, yeah? And he missed it. And he just came in on that second header and he absolutely... Like... This guy, yeah, you lot better hope Saliba's fit for that game.
Bro, he has to be. He has to be. And if he's not, we need to give him an injection or something.
Nah, I'm not going to lie. He has to play. Just play one game and just... After fam, that, you can pull off.
Saliba not being in the team, it affects Ben White as well.
That's what I'm saying, because Ben White...
He can't bowl forward.
Yeah, Grealish is going to absolutely... Yeah, if you Ben White going...
It's similar to like when we had Nketiah. When Nketiah was playing up top, it really affected Xhaka's form.
Martinelli as well.
Yeah, and Martinelli.
It affected Xhaka and Martinelli.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just so mad how it's not just the replacement not being good enough, but also the impact that they have on the rest of the team. So, fam, we need Saliba back, man. We need Saliba back for that City game. I mean, I think the game is in 2 weeks. It's on a Wednesday as well. 26th of April.
I don't think he's playing.
I'm not gonna lie.
You're a hater, man. Why would you?
I'm not hating. I just like I've been saying for all these weeks. I just don't the lack of news. No one's seeing him in training.
Bro,
like,
he's back in training.
When was he back in training?
Well, it's not confirmed, but apparently he was training on Friday.
Where's the picture?
No, I don't believe that's true, bro.
Mike, you didn't see the picture.
No,
where's the pictures, fam? There's no
picture. Oh, wait, I saw that picture, but it wasn't legit, man. It wasn't confirmed.
That was Saliba, man. Who else could that have been?
It weren't confirmed, bro.
No, it wasn't confirmed, but I think it was him still.
I hear it.
I have to believe it. I have to believe it. But,
nah, bro,
yeah.
It's not real, man. I'm telling you. If it was real, Arteta would have said something. Man, I feel like they don't want to say too much because these...
No, but Arteta said that. He did say he made reference to a player coming back into training, but it could be Nketiah. Like, there's no reference as to who he was really talking about, but I think Saliba will be back by City still. Even if he...
Same, man. I think if he was out for a long time, they probably would have said it by
exactly,
now.
Exactly, exactly. Because Tomiyasu, we knew from the jump, out of the, like, gone, season done. We knew. Surgery straight. So... Mm. I think Saliba will be back soon. I pray he is. But fam, there's a little thing. This probably like one of before we start wrapping up. There's this thing I've been seeing on Twitter today where people have been talking about obviously Van Dijk. Obviously he's I'm not gonna say he's fallen off, but he's not the Van Dijk of 3-4 years ago. But there's this debate as to who's the greatest Premier League centre back of all time. And obviously people are saying Van Dijk. Some people are saying that you can't say Van Dijk.
Don't bring Van Dijk to me.
Don't try to bring up Vidic though.
Bro,
Vidic fam, don't what?
Wait.
Are you not what?
Bro, Van Dijk. Even is defo, come on, man. Van Dijk is defo better than Vidic, bro. Like, let's not do this.
I'm not involved in this.
Van Dijk is better than Vidic.
Is he better than Ferdinand?
Huh?
Better than Ferdinand?
That one there is a bit techie.
Alright, cool. They will leave it at that, then.
But in terms of like defenders I've seen in the Prem, like you see when Van Dijk was at like his peak, like okay, how can I say this?
And you know what's mad? Van Dijk only done it for a short period of
no,
time.
No, that's what
you
I'm
know,
saying.
Imagine, like,
that's
Vidic
what I'm saying.
And Ferdinand
it was
have
for
done
a short period.
Near the end, fam. Near
it
the end
a,
of their.
It was for a short period, but Van Dijk's individual peak might be the highest peak I've seen from a defender in the Prem.
I don't know about that still.
No, because Van Dijk at his peak was... that guy was... Bro, he finished second in Ballon d'Or, bro. Like, come on.
So?
What defender is in the Prem has ever done that?
But I just feel like, for what... That doesn't... What does that mean, like?
What do you mean, what does it mean, bro? Like,
fam,
Van Dijk...
Fam,
it's bro, it's you know, it's you know, it's different, bro. You know, it's different when no, but bro, you know, it's different when as a defender, you're being called one of the not just one of the best defenders in the world, you're being called one of the best players in the world as a defender.
I'm not gonna lie to you, I think this is Liverpool PR, bro. This is Liverpool PR, man.
Nah, man. I'm just
bro. They're not a man.
Only shut it down for like what one or two seasons, like a few seasons, man. There's
yeah. His peak was short. His peak was short, but I'm just saying his peak in itself was peak. That's what I'm trying to say. Like his peak in itself was.
But I just feel like that's just it's just an overhype.
You can't
so
call that. Yeah, you can't. Like, you can't just because he had two good seasons. You can't now call that the. The nah.
The best fam, like, you know
the
no,
best.
No,
that's dead, bro.
No, but that's yeah. I agree with that.
Nah,
like, because you
on,
have
man, there's some sickos.
No, because you have to factor longevity into it. Therefore, so that's what I'm saying. Like, I hear as to why people want to say he's the best. I'm just saying that Van Dijk at his best, for me personally, was better than like bare other man at their best.
Nah, that for me, like Vidic and Ferdinand, I even. For me, I can't put Van Dijk above like that, man. That's too cheeky.
Even
guy.
Vidic.
Do you know how long he did it for? Like, he did it for, like, regardless of what you say, and like, man, didn't want to talk about Torres.
John Terry's way better than Vidic.
No,
way
no,
better.
Not.
John Terry
way
was
better,
way better than Vidic. Way better, bro.
Come on, bro. Like,
bro, John Terry was way better than Vidic.
Like, John Terry was cold. I'm not going to lie to you, man. And it's very hard because what John Terry did at Chelsea, but. Like, respect Vidic's name, fam. Like, when we're talking about, like, Vidic is a serious world-class centre-back, fam. Like,
yeah,
well,
he was, but John Terry
time.
Was better still.
And you know what's funny, yeah? Like, irrespective of what we're talking about the centre-backs of this era, yeah? These centre-backs play with DMs in front of them, bro.
Yeah.
Centre-backs back in the day were playing with against two strikers and no DMs in front of them. Like, it was one-on-one, bro. Yeah, that makes a whole different time. That's
it
a whole
doesn't.
Different ballgame, bro.
Fam, John Terry had a DM in front of him.
You
John
was
Terry
doing
had
piss against Van Dijk has been pissed against man them like Wayne Rooney and the Drogbas.
Huh?
Like those strikers back then. What striker is Van Dijk?
Bro, that's so hard to say.
Van Dijk will deal with some of these players, fam. I'm not supporting
I think Van Dijk will do his job right now. Would buck them lot, fam.
He's just having a bad season right now.
In a 4-4-2, fam.
Oh, 4-4-2 is a bit mad still.
No DM in front of you. Two strikers. Come on, man. The centre backs back in the day were facing real number nines, fam. Like nowadays, fam, the nines are doing all this other stuff. Like, come on, man. It was way more serious back then, man. You really think the aerial battles centre backs had to go back go through back then? Like,
yeah, but
you're telling me we're not.
I don't know, because that just goes back to the argument saying that is football better now or was it better before?
It's not about football better, but like we just need to take all of this into account, fam. Like having a DM in front
That's all subjective because, fam, how are we going to know how Van Dijk would fare against a Wayne Rooney, a Didier Drogba, a Thierry Henry? We don't know.
Like, it's, you just got to, the game's obviously adapted and changed and stuff, but.
Because like, you can say the same thing, like, how would a Vidic perform against a Haaland, Mbappe? He'll get.
How would he perform with a defensive mid in front of him? And what?
Bro,
a bit more Vidic, and one less striker to deal with.
Vidic is getting tore up by Mbappe, man. Please, let's not do this.
What's Ferdinand in this?
Mbappe is ripping up Ferdinand era. As well.
He's ripping Ferdinand, when young Ferdinand, bro, are you
taking him? No, don't do that.
You and I know, but young, don't do that. You, Ferdinand was quick, strong, could play ball, fam. Like, you what might even see, you say Saliba is young Ferdinand, bro. Like, come on, bro. You even pay homage to the guy, bro. You don't say young Van Dijk, do you, fam? You say young Ferdinand, bro. Because you and I know,
you say young Van Dijk when he's like 30.
Nah, bro, listen. Van Dijk, come on, man. You're really, man, they really do this, like. Are we really doing this, fam? Van Dijk was cold, man.
I'm not gonna say he's washed. He's not washed. He's off it. He's been off it for a while, but like Van Dijk at his peak was a great player.
Nah, he was a good player, innit? Like, he was great. He's a great player, but I just feel like people have to put respect on the John Terrys, the Van Dijks, the Vidic's, the Ferdinands. Like,
do you know who guys don't respect as well? Sol Campbell. Sol Campbell.
Yeah, bro, even guys don't respect him, come on, man. Like, you have to put respect on these centre backs because a man's come and done it for two seasons and whatnot. Like, he had pretty much the same team after. He hasn't, it's not just one season, bro. He hasn't been live for a couple seasons now?
Yeah, but to be fair, he got an ACL. And he was out for the whole season. That was the season after Liverpool won the league. Then he came back the season after that. And he was good. He was good. It's only been like this season where he's been off it.
Before his injury, he wasn't live.
What, before his ACL?
I swear, before his ACL, he wasn't
Bro, before live. His ACL was when he was finished top three Ballon d'Or.
Of that season, when did he get the ACL injury?
He got
it
the
was
AC-
like into the season.
He got
and
the,
they weren't. I don't think he was playing that live. Didn't they get put in a split?
It was one of the games.
He got ACL. Who was Star playing for? Didn't Watford put them in a spliff that game, fam? They got put in like, what was the score?
Jacob, you're rewriting history, man. You're rewriting history.
Wait, am I bugging out? Wait, hold on.
No, I remember the match you're talking about, but bro, that was the season Liverpool won the league.
There was a season Liverpool were just getting hammered. Hold on.
They got banged 7-2 by Aston Villa, in that season.
Did they not got, fam? He was getting hammered, fam. Please, man. Like, let's
not, man.
One second. That season, wait, what was that season? 7-2. 2020, yeah. What did they win? Did they win the thing that season?
No, they won the league 2019-20. That was the season where they got banged by Watford 3-0.
Okay, but the season after. So they won 2019-2020. So 2020-21
is when he got the hammering in. That's when he played that match, yeah, but that's when he done his ACL.
So he was playing shit up until that point, fam. Like, they weren't playing live, man. He started to get found out, man. People were now starting to square him up and that, fam. Nah, man. Like, he's good. He's live. I'm not going to lie to you, but Like, there's just man them. Like, someone like John Terry, he didn't have pace, but he was cold. Like, somehow he just made it work. For me, I don't know, man. I just put respect on them centre backs a lot more. These lot were just
the only man I'm hearing that are better than Van Dijk, personally for me, the only man I'm hearing is Rio Ferdinand and John Terry. That's it. Because for me, I always used to say John Terry was the best, then Rio. Mm.
Mm.
I don't think there's anyone else touching Van Dijk still. So I will put Van Dijk top three. And that's just me.
Fair enough.
I think that's a mad take still.
Swear. So where would you put Van Dijk?
Maybe top 10.
So who's been better than Van Dijk?
What, in terms of career?
I'm not talking about career, bro. I'm talking about peak.
What, peak times?
Like, every defender at their peak, who was the best? Because if you talk about career longevity, Van Dijk doesn't match up to Bale's, man. He's only won one Prem.
Okay. If you want to do that, I would say Kompany, number one.
You have to put that one in there.
Van Dijk's definitely better than Kompany.
Bro, are you mad? Kompany at his peak.
Definitely better than Kompany. What? Are you crazy, bro?
Discussion at 11 past 12 a.m. They're taking the piss.
Kompany is better than Kompany.
Kompany at his peak.
Bro, Kompany was cold, but Van Dijk is better.
They were annoying, fam.
You're violated, bro.
Nah, man.
Do you know what it is? It's because Liverpool won the champs. Kompany never got champs to City. That's
Liverpool won the Champions League, bro. Kompany at his peak. Are you dumb? That's one. Who else is there?
Vidic is better than
I'm not even gonna give him Vidic. I'm gonna go Ferdinand. Ferdinand at his peak was a brazy still. Ferdinand at his peak was brazy. John Terry at his peak was brazy.
John Terry has to go there, like, as much as I hate the guy.
Trying to think, bro. This is a debate. I gotta go do my research. At their peak.
It's not a joke, fam.
At their peak. I'm trying to think who was there. He was about, Van Dijk's
top three, man.
He was there, man.
It's the Liverpool hype, fam. Like, because I don't, I've rated him, yeah, but he's never, like, lit up for me, fam. Do you know what I mean?
Bro, come on, man. That season that Liverpool, so from the season after they copped him up until the season they won the league, so that 2-3 year span, bro, he was fake, in my opinion.
Even Rudiger, fam, I can say. Rudiger's been a bad boy. He won Champions League with Chelsea, so you can't even chat shit.
Yes. So what are we saying? Rudiger is has a better peak than Van Dijk.
No, I'm just saying. I didn't get to watch him like that, but a lot of people said
that he was a big problem, like very impactful. Like even Fergie regrets selling him.
Yeah, man.
That was another thing. Listen, but listen, Van Dijk for me, that don't sit well with me, man. It doesn't sit well with me, fam. That makes me disrespect the ones that done it before, fam. And I've seen John Terry for Chelsea, like, defend, like, there's no tomorrow. Like, seen this guy go on, he's won Champions League, like, Premier League after Premier League. Nah, man. Yeah.
I just say also, yeah, before we wrap up here, we forgot that Fat Frank is back, fam.
Oh my days. Yes.
How did he get back?
I saw a tweet. How did he get back
and still lost his first game, bro, fam?
Bro, I saw a tweet and I was like, fam, Lampard has never ever got a job off merit. He's always got jobs off like recommendations.
Yeah, trust of who he is, innit?
Or just because he's Frank Lampard. It's too unfair, man.
Life is about who you know, man. It just makes me, I swear down.
It's too unfair.
Life is literally about who you know. Because
like,
him to flunk out all these other... He dusted the job beforehand. You got rid of him. He went somewhere worse. He dusted the job there. And you brought him back to a better position. Like, that's imagine so
Chelsea
mad.
Win Champions League.
They ain't winning shit, bro.
Nah, but fam, Di Matteo done this, man. This what people don't realize.
They're not winning nothing. Bet my yard, they're not winning nothing. They're gonna get battered by Madrid. Do you know who Madrid are? Madrid are going to smash them up, bro. I'm telling you for free.
Chelsea, like, they lost again to Wolves. Like, it's bro. They
you know, Chelsea think, are dead, bro.
I think that's they've won like 3 games in like 6 months. I saw some stupid stat. It's either they've won 6 games in 3 months or 3 games in 6 months. Something stupid like that.
Like,
Haaland scored more than their whole team. Bro.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Like, Chelsea this season, it's scary, bro. Like,
and I just feel like have they got City or you guys left?
Yeah, we're playing them in like 3 weeks.
I genuinely feel Chelsea are going to ruin the title race.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope Modric goes and bangs in 3 goals against Chelsea, bro.
You know what? It's the story is for Modric to actually bang against Arsenal. That would end it all, fam. Actually end the season, fam. If Modric went and cooked against the team that he was meant to sign for, fam. Oh, my day.
That hurts, though.
Fam. When that was, they asked
that was sending me to a spiral. Because I'd be watching him play and I'd be like,
You can only write these things, I swear that. And imagine they won Champions League as well. Yeah, your head is gone.
I'll be watching the clips I've been seeing of him just looking meaty, man. Madrid. I know he's not like got a lot of confidence, but he ain't been looking great, man.
Chelsea, man, because even Felix just looks normal. Like,
I think Felix has looked good.
But what has he done with that goodness?
Yeah, like he's obviously he's not been like actually scoring or nothing, but I think he's actually been there like one and like only bright spark, low key. But yeah, Chelsea mudded off.
But if they get a big manager though, next season is peak.
I don't even think so, you know.
You don't. What, and Enriquez?
I don't know. I'm not fearful of Chelsea next season. I'm not really fearful of any team next season. I can't lie to you.
I'm confident in my manager now, man.
Yeah.
You know, they got big players to come back.
Big players to come too, man. We all got big players to come, fam. We're in Champions League next season now, fam. We're going to get some players.
Their team is stupidly stacked, lad.
That don't mean nothing, bro.
I don't fear Chelsea store.
Enzo, Mudrich, Felix, Kante. I don't know, obviously, if Felix is going to stay. Ziyech, Havertz, even Aubameyang, Pulisic.
Half the man you named are meaty, man. Havertz, meaty. Havertz, meaty. Ziyech, meaty. Yeah, Enzo is good. Felix is good.
Mudrich is good. He's just got... Kante, he got injured, fam. Like...
Yeah, Kante.
Fafana's good. You know what I mean? They just
Chelsea got good players, but I don't feel that.
Reece James gonna come back into the fold, like
needy, man. It's out of form.
Wait, Reece James? Nah, you know you don't mean that, fam.
He's not needy, but he's been out of form though.
Nah, he's been injured, bro. It's just tight. But their team is actually a very, very good team, like, and if Tuchel had this team, it would have been a problem.
Bro, that's you man's top four candidate contenders for next season. Okay. We're going for the title.
And then don't win the league, it is gonna be long for you.
Not even. Because even if God forbid we don't win the league, it's gonna be tight. It won't be more than 3 points.
We lost on goal difference. It still hurts, bro. So it doesn't matter whether you lose it 3 points, a point, 2 points, just win. If you don't win it, oh boy.
We'll win.
Where's your boy? Let me make sure I see him still.
Don't watch that, man. Don't watch that. But, yeah. I think before we wrap up for this week, we've got to talk about Donkey of the Week. So I'm not really too sure as to who I'm going to nominate. So Mike, so I'm going to let you go first.
I think my donkey of the week, yeah. Okay, now.
Actually, I know who mine is.
I think it's gonna go to Fat Frank.
Yeah, that's literally what I was gonna say as well.
I'm just gonna bully him because I don't like Chelsea, and I just think for Chelsea, I think Chelsea as a whole are a joke of a side, and I think for them to hire Fat Frank and then for them to still lose to Wolves 1-0, you would think that they come in like new manager bounce, like with especially with the players that he's got, you would think that he would do a job. And he goes and loses 1-0. It's just embarrassing, man. Truly, bro. So I'm giving it to Frank Lampard, bro.
Hear it still. What are you saying, Jacob?
No, I hear that still. Do you know what I was even looking at, yeah? I don't know if you lot, obviously you would have, yeah, but we didn't even speak about it, but the ref that elbowed Robertson.
Yeah.
What happened there? What actually happened?
He tried to basically say, "Don't touch me," and he's like lifted his elbow up as he's like saying, "Get like don't touch me." He just chinned him, yeah. Man. He's pissed though.
Yeah, hey, Robertson.
The ref,
the linesman. Not,
he's pissed. Yeah. Like they're looking to investigate in that, fam. Yeah. And I'm just thinking, if you lot just did that, because it's mad, because they've literally. Obviously, slapped it on Fulham, man, for getting up in the ref's face and that. And
trust me.
The week after, your ref's doing L with the rock bottom and that. Like,
I'm telling you. It's long.
It's long right now.
He's done out here, bro.
Yeah, he's done out here still. Like, they have to do something now because they really tried to set precedent on, like, physical contact between refs and players. So, yeah, man, I was thinking to take him. But at the same time, you just have to give it to Frankie, boy, because man just came back. Back to his dream, his team, you know what I mean? Like, wouldn't be boyhood. But, yeah, man, like, and he's just going to flunk it again, fam. Like, and I know he wants that job for long term as well, fam. I know he's spoken to them and said, yeah, if I win champs and all of that. But, yeah, man.
Yeah, man, Chelsea's a mess, man. Like, just, you've got Lampard here in the background. They're talking to Enrique. They're speaking to Nagelsmann. Then... It just seems too messy, man. Just too messy. Just everything they've done this season has just been rushed. So yeah, for this week I'm gonna give it to Lampard as well.
Yeah, but he's gonna mess up the title race though. Remember I said that he's definitely gonna ruin the title race for somebody.
God forbid it's for Arsenal, but yeah. God forbid.
Modric.
That guy can't even touch pitch, man. And they gotta come Emirates. To be fair. I'd be more confident if we had to go Stamford Bridge because we pay better away. But I still think we'll beat Chelsea. I think that's in like 3-4 weeks. It's this month. It's at the end of the month. But yeah. Oh, whoops, sorry. But yeah, I think that pretty much wraps us up. Keep on tripping over my words for this week. So, man, thank you once again for joining in. It's been a tough weekend of football. Season is about to get super, super techie. For United, I've got Sevilla on Thursday, then Forest on Sunday or Saturday. And then Arsenal have West Ham on Sunday. So the matches are coming in thick and fast. So let's see where we're at in a week's time. Hopefully this pod can come back with smiles on our faces from an Arsenal perspective.
And United.
Oh, yeah. And United.
This guy.
Yeah, man. We'll see you next week. But, yeah.
I'm not confident anymore. Hey, change.
And, listeners, thank you once again for joining us for today's episode. You obviously, guys. Oh, my God. Why can't I speak? Guys, thank you so much for joining us for today's episode. You guys already know the socials already, so you can catch some of the content we got on there. But yeah, man, peace out, and we'll catch you guys very soon.